more than you do.
That's right.
Mary Lou, a kindergarten teacher from Cincinnati, writes, Dear Dr. Science, why didn't God make 5- and 6-year-olds' nostrils smaller and their fingers larger so they couldn't pick their noses?
How dare you assume the child's totally natural nasal pursuit is wrong? Why, many a joy-filled hour I've spent reading a monograph on nuclear physics while stalking the elusive sinus oyster. This digital massage not only stimulates the prefrontal lobe, it nudges the cerebrum, inspiring completely original thought. Great nostrils are the sign of great thinkers. Einstein was an accomplished nasal digital manipulator, and legend is that Leonardo da Vinci could put his entire fist in his nose. Please, teachers, teach science the way we scientists wrote it, and leave your idle speculation to reading period, nap time, and lunch.
Thank you, Dr. Science.